touch me and oh the joy that floods my soul. Oh, something happened, but now I know he touched me and made me whole.
Shout goodbye and heavy burden.
Oh, shout goodbye, a heavy burden. I need a load of guilt and shame. Oh, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer. Oh, he touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and me. Since I met this blessed Savior, since he cleansed and made me whole, oh, I shall never cease to praise him. Oh, I'll shout it while it turns. Oh, he touched me. Oh, oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and me.
He touched me.
He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Oh, something happened, and now I know he touched me and me. Goodbye, heavy burden. Even though the need has changed, oh, then the hand of Jesus touched me. Oh, and now I am no longer thirsty. Oh, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Oh, something happened, and now I know he touched me and me. My
since I've ever
you, oh, since he cleansed and made me whole, oh, I shall never cease to praise him. Oh no, I'll shout it while it's true. Oh, he touched me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now touch me. Oh, he touched me.
Just believe, just believe.
Oh, he touched me.
Believe that tonight he is here.
Oh, and oh,
and
the joy, the
floods. He has already touched us. That's what we believe.
Something happened. And now I know he touched me and me.
Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. I believe that he's here. Amen. Oh, he knows your needs and he knows my needs. Amen. He's a God that whenever his word is being fulfilled, oh, he is there. Amen. Because he said we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together.
Hallelujah.
So tonight, we have fulfilled that scripture.
Amen.
And as we are here, he tells us that where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in their midst. And he's in their midst to do what? He's there to quicken his own word,
amen,
to make it alive, or to touch each and everyone.
Amen.
That even if there is anyone sick amongst us here, oh, the Lord is here to heal.
Amen.
And tonight we have a request, which we believe that the Lord knows everything about this request.
Amen.
And so as even we pray, we believe that healing will take place.
Hallelujah.
And that we believe that there will be a testimony to the glory of his name. Many a time when things happen, like when Jesus and the disciples, they met that man that was born blind. You know the story already, they asked, who sent? This man or the parents? And Jesus said, none of them sinned. The parents never sinned. The man never sinned. But for the work of God to be made manifest, that his name be glorified, that was why he has to be so, that the Lord will heal him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Then they will see the power of God. Tonight we are going to see the power of God.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. He's already here. And we are still on our subject, the Holy Ghost, as I've said. We can never stop studying on the subject, the Holy Ghost. But tonight, we may probably put close that subject and move on, because everything that you preach is about the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Every word you preach is about the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
And tonight, we have a topic to be like him.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. To run up our studies on the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
How many love him?
Amen.
Just bow down your heads and just say something to him. That, Lord, I thank you for this evening. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, God. The Lord, this night, to God, you are here. Because, Lord, we know that your word tells us that by your blood, O God, you sanctified your church. Oh, so that, Lord, you yourself will come in and dwell amongst your children, O God, and to commune and have fellowship, O Lord. Father, we thank you that, Lord, you are here tonight, O God, knowing that, Lord, you saw this day even before the foundation of the world, and you knew that your children will be here tonight, O God. Father, we have come, O Lord, and we know that you will never come to your house and go back the same, O Lord. We believe that the word of life, O Lord, is there for us tonight. So, Lord, we thank you, O God, for genuine mercies that, Lord, you have accorded us. Oh, to come all the way from our various homes, Lord. Father, now all that we ask is that, Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit, O God, will overshadow us tonight, O Lord. That the Holy Spirit will have his own way with us, Lord. That, Father, we pray that, Lord Jesus, all that, oh God, you have ordained, oh Lord, for this day, oh Lord, it to be our portion, oh God. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, believe in the Lord. It is you that have called us, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you. We give you the glory. Lord, now touch your people, oh God. Touch your people once again. Oh, in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, oh God. We thank you. Oh, for yet another grace like this, oh God, to be in your house. Oh, we give you the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Oh, blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, oh Lord, we pray, oh God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for yet another grace. The Lord, you have given to us for us to be gathered together at your feet, Lord. Father, we know that, Lord Jesus, your church, according to your word, oh Lord, you sanctified it by your own blood. So that, Lord, you will live in your own church and fellowship in your own church and commune with your redeemed people, oh God. So, Father, tonight we know that you are already here. So, Father, as we surrender ourselves to you, God, oh, coming to you with a broken spirit and a contrite heart, Lord, the holy sacrifice that, Lord Jesus, you said you not despise, Lord. Father, tonight it is a challenge, oh God, in many ways, Lord. But we believe that, Father, even before we leave here, oh Lord, you have already lifted, oh God, every burden, oh Lord, upon your people. Father, bless your word as even as we turn to it, oh Lord. Father, we ask the Holy Spirit this moment now to take over and overshadow us, Lord Jesus. Touch each and everyone, Lord. Touch us once again, Lord Jesus. Even as, Lord, we have this request before us, Lord, before even we go to it, Lord. Father, you are aware of everything. Father, we commit it into your hands, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. As we are still standing, let's take our Bibles and let's turn to 1 John. 1 John 3, we read from 1 to 3. 1 John 3, 1 to 3. Let's hear the word of God. It said, behold, what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us. Oh, I want to hear amen.
Amen.
Yeah, yes, sir. Behold, what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doeth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Oh, praise the Lord. The word of God is so sweet. Ah, dear Lord, we've read your word, O God. You are the author. And Lord, when these words were written, O God, it had a purpose. Father, tonight your children sit at your feet, O God. That they will receive, O Lord, your blessings, O God. That the Holy Spirit, O Lord Jesus, will fill us. As even we have written here, Lord, we lift it up before you that we want to be like you. Oh, that is the only ultimate thing that, oh God, your children are looking for. Father, we want to be like you. Bless your children tonight in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Behold, what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
That we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not. You see, the world knows us not, because it knew him not. And as we are the sons of God, it may appear that we don't know how we will be. But he said, we know that when he shall appear, We shall be like him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And my brother, the thing is, he has already appeared. Amen. Amen. He has already appeared. Amen. Different from appearing and different from his coming. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And so we got to be like him. Hallelujah. Because we have seen how he is. Praise the Lord. Some heads are not trying to pick the hole, but we will pick it up. Amen. Amen. It looks as if it's too big for us to know that we are truly the sons of God. Amen. And that he has really appeared to us, and so we have seen him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. We have seen him and how he is. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. And look at verse 3. He said, every man that had this hope. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. You see? Amen. You see it here. If you have this hope that you have seen him. Amen. Oh, he said, in him, he purifies himself. Praise the Lord. Amen. Even as he is pure. Amen. My brother, but at this time, if we have not seen him, then what are we still doing here? Praise the Lord. If we have not seen him, then when are we going to see him? So that we will be like him. Because he's coming to take his own who is like him. Praise the Lord. And so if Christ comes tonight, oh, so we have not seen him, we are not like him, then no one is going. Praise the Lord. So that's what he said. We have seen this hope. Put it upon your heart that you have seen Christ. You have seen him in this day. And you've seen him how he is. Oh, praise the Lord. You have seen him. Oh, hallelujah. Ah, yes, sir. The prophet said, one of the greatest gifts that God ever gave to the world was Jesus Christ. God made man in his own image. As God was a spirit, that's what the Bible says. Now, we are going to look at, let's look at from the beginning now. We have heard this story all along. Let's just summarize it once again about how God created man. Praise the Lord. Said, man first was in the spirit form. Do you believe that? When God created man, man was in the spirit form.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. And the first man had what? He had government over all the creation. That he has power, dominion, authority over every creation. Praise the Lord. He said, just like what? The Holy Spirit also have authority over the church. See? The same first man, when he was in the spirit form, he had all this authority. Even that's how he was at the beginning. He was in the spirit form. He had every authority, dominion over every creation. Just like the Holy Spirit also has what? Government and authority over what? The church today. Amen. But then God saw that there was no man to till the land. God saw that there was no man to till the land. So it is here that God took what? The soil, earth, praise the Lord, and made man and put this spirit into what? Into that, what he has what? He has prepared from the earth. Praise the Lord. So that the earth, when man dies, it goes back. But he said he wanted a man to be in a man form so that he could, what, till the land. Praise the Lord. And then we see that man lost his origin in the Garden of Eden. Through what? Through disobedience. But before, when God has made man, He, as we heard the other time, he said, evening time, God comes down into what? Into the Garden of Eden and have fellowship with his children, because God loves fellowship. Amen. He loves fellowship. And so, as the prophet said, at the cool of every evening, God himself will come down, church time, oh, to fellowship with his children. Then God lost, and man also lost that fellowship because of sin. But the prophet was saying somewhere here, he said, what happened? From that hour, God began to scream up and down the garden, hunting for his lost son. Oh, praise the Lord. See? God, from the day that man sinned and separation came, it had been something in God that he got to restore man back to his what? Original status again. Oh, don't you love God for that? Amen. Having lost his child, he was bent on to bring back his son again. Amen. And the thing is, it needs to be what? It needs a redemption. God has spoken. And when God speaks, he can never retract his own word. He said, the penalty of sin is death. And so, his children, death now has come upon them. You see, it was a time that this kind of redemption can never be done by any other man. He cannot send a man, another man, to go and do the redemption. He can't send a prophet. He can't send no one except he himself. You see, just like my brother, in your home, you might have rules and regulations for your children. You have rules and regulations for your children. Then one of your children or your child flouts this regulation. Meanwhile, you said when anyone who flouts any of the regulations, he must be punished. Praise the Lord. Maybe you had to lock him up in the cells for some time, or you lock him up there. You have made the law in the house, the regulation in the house. Now, when your child has committed that offense, now he has to what? Be punished. But you feel for your child. You see the punishment, you are feeling it. That's the way how God was that situation. You feel for your child. It's true. Many a time when our children, they do something wrong, and we need to punish them, we find it very difficult, you see. We feel for them. Isn't it? That's right. You see. And so, now you want to redeem that to your child. So that punishment, you want to lift that punishment over from him. Will you go and call, Brother George, you've laid that regulation. Will you go and call Brother Mike, say, come and forgive my son? Or come and redeem my son? You see, it can't be possible. There's no sense in that. You yourself, that have laid what? The regulations. You have to what? Redeem your son. That is the type. See, Christ, God himself got to come down and redeem his children. No other person. God himself had to come down and do the redemption. He can't send anyone. Oh, praise the Lord. And so that was why he had to what? Now he as God in the spirit form, he now has to come in the flesh. He has to come like a kinsman redeemer, because in his spirit he can never do the redemption. In his own spirit he can't do that redemption. But he has to put on flesh and become like a man, a kinsman redeemer, to come and redeem what? His own child, his children. Oh, praise the Lord. So that's how we see that God, in the beginning was the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh to dwell amongst us. That's the coming of what? Jesus Christ. See, Jesus Christ bodily is what? God. He was deity. man and God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. So we see that there are three comings of the Lord Jesus Christ. Three comings. The first one was what? To come and redeem the church. See? The first was to come and redeem the church, which he has done. And then the second coming is what? To receive the church. Praise the Lord. And then the third coming is to come. Oh, praise the Lord, with the church.
Hallelujah.
And he as the king, and as the king and queen coming. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So three comings. But meanwhile, when he came the first time to redeem the church, he has to what? He has to pay a price. So he paid that price. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He has to pay that price with his blood. And when he has done that, he promised that he have not yet finished the redemption work. I've not yet finished the redemption work. Because all that have were redeemed before the foundation of the law, before the foundation of the world, has not yet come in. And so his work of redemption got to continue.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. So the only thing he can do is that he told the disciples, look, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I will send you a comforter. See? To come back. And then this time, this comforter is going to be in us to continue the work of redemption in his church. Oh, praise the Lord. To bring in all the redeemed so that the rapture can what take place. Oh, hallelujah. And so when we look at here how Christ was born. There's a subject here I just pick it so that you know it's a study so that we all know how Christ was born. Amen. And so we know how the word of God came to Mary. And Mary was overshadowed with what? The Holy Spirit. Now he said, therefore, when Mary, knowing not a man, she was with a male, God, the Almighty Jehovah, he overshadowed her. How? God is the creator. He created a blood cell. Praise the Lord. God created a blood cell in the womb of Mary. Who knows no man at all. And that brought forth the very creative blood of God. Amen. It brought what? The creative blood of God to redeem. The blood cells were developed by God. And the flesh cells were developed in the womb of Mary. Praise the Lord. As the body. See? The blood cells were developed by God. And the flesh cells were developed in the womb of Mary. That brought forth what? The child.
Amen.
And one thing the prophet was saying here, I know the men will begin to toss their head left and right. Praise the Lord. Is that any baby is always the blood of the father. Praise God. Every child is the blood of the father. Never of it is the woman or the mother. We all know that the baby has not one speck of its mother's blood in it. Not a bit. No. Nothing does. It's always the blood of the male. Amen. The men are feeling proud here. Praise the Lord. My sister said, don't feel without you also, it won't be possible. So leave the man. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he said, example like what? A hen can lay an egg. But if it isn't fertile, it will never hatch. No matter how pretty the egg is and how well she warms it, it will always be infertile. It will lay right there and get rot. Unless the male bird has been with the female bird, the germs of life comes from what? From the male. Praise the Lord. But now, what do we see now? Now, scientists have been able to do what? They can, what do they do? Incubators or what? Yeah. And then they produce some hybrid fowls, and they have no sense. Praise the Lord. They just walk like anyhow. When you compare them to the natural what? Fowl that has been what? That has gone through the crossing. Is different from them. Praise the Lord. So he said, put any egg. See, any hen can lay egg. Like the poultry farms, they lay all these eggs, plenty of them. There's no life in it. He said, put it under. Any warmth, it can never hatch. Praise the Lord. So we find out that God himself, Jehovah, lived in Christ and made a kinsman to us because he was born in human flesh and suffered all kinds of temptation, and he had to suffer because he had to be God in flesh. He couldn't do what? The redeeming work whilst he is God in spirit. So we've got God here in what? In the flesh to do the redeeming. Amen. And the purpose was what? When he said, I'm going and I will not leave you comfortless, I will send the comforter unto you. And the purpose was to do what? Was to continue with what? The work of redemption. So my brother, one thing I want you to see right now here. The appearing. Let's look at it closely here. Why it is said that we have seen Christ. We have seen him. Praise God. Because when he is doing a redemption, it is by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now, the redeeming work is by what? Is by the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. And in this, our age, in this, our time, every age, there has been a portion of the word that redeems. And in this, our day, we had Malachi 4 that came with what? A redeeming message. Praise the Lord. That's why we say we have seen him, because the message of this hour was by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit cometh by what? It cometh by the message of your day. Amen. Tell me, Roman Catholic message, can it redeem? Methodist message, can it redeem in this our day? Presbyterian message, can it redeem in this our day? It has to take Malachi 4 message, which is meant for our time, for that kind of work of redemption. And we must give glory to God that we have what? We have seen him. Oh, praise the Lord. We have seen him because when he came in this our day with what? The Holy Spirit with the Malachi 4, he is. We have seen him. We have seen him through the message of this hour. Praise the Lord. And we know how he is, so that we can be like him. Oh, to be like Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. We got to be like him, and we have a message that can make us to be like him. The message, if we take it according to what? The way how God has presented it to us, we will be like him. Because it is by his Holy Spirit. Oh, praise the Lord. And so, as Daniel even said, he said, there will be great things in the last days. There will be great exploits in the last days. He said, men of faith will do that. Men of faith will do that. That is the word of God. So my brother, we got to be men of faith to do exploits in these days. Because that is the word of God that has been addressed to us in this our last day. That men of faith will do exploits. And it is you, enemy. And Jesus himself said, these things that I do, you shall do. And greater than this, for I go to my Father.
Amen.
Amen. You will do the same thing. He said, if ye abide in me and my word abide in you, ask what you will, and it shall be given unto you. Oh, now we are getting closer to the thing now. Oh, praise the Lord. If ye abide in me and my word abide in you, ask what ye will, and it shall be given unto you. Mm-hmm. Oh, praise the Lord. Because he said, all things are of God. And he has reconciled us and given us that power and authority. He said when he was here, when God sent him, he never came alone. God came with him. That's why he said, I am in the Father and the Father is in me. So he never came alone. He came with Father in him, God in him, being a deity and man. Oh, praise the Lord. And so he said, now I'm also going to send you. He said, as the Father sends me, so I send you also. And he will never let us go alone. Because when he came with the Father. And so when he's sending us, he also had to go with us. Oh, praise the Lord. He had to go with us. That is why we have the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to go with us, to speak for us, to do things for us, the Holy Spirit, to what? To bring things to pass. Amen. And then the prophet drew our attention to when Christ came here and he said, the Father is in me and I in the Father. He said, let us look at the harmony. The harmony that was what? Between the Father and the Son. Because that same harmony must be between we and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He said, Jesus never did anything until it was first shown him by the Father. See the harmony. My brother, let us watch this. If we are to be in harmony with the Holy Spirit, then anything that we do, my brother, my sister, we go to seek the face of the Lord.
Amen.
For the direction of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
For the Holy Spirit to work in us.
Amen.
My brother, anything that comes to you that you want to do immediately, my brother, no, sir, stop for a while. And make sure whether it is in line with the word of God.
Amen.
So that you'll be in harmony with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That you don't go beyond, you don't go before the Holy Spirit. But rather you be behind the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in you. So anything that, Lord, my brother, and we got to do, let us look into the word and see whatever we want to say. Let's see whether it is in line with the word of God. That word bring that harmony as Jesus had with what? With God. We will have the same harmony with what? The Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. He said this harmony is now to exist between the groom and his bride. Oh, he shows her his word of life. She receives it. She never doubts it. Therefore, nothing can harm her, even death. See? He said, here is the secret of this. Here's the secret now. He said, the word is in the bride. Amen. The bride has the mind of Christ. For she knows what he wants done with the word. Ah, we have the mind of Christ. That's why we say we have, the Bible says, we have the mind of Christ. See? So she performs the command of the word in his name. For, see, he what? She performs the command of the word. That means we must also what? Be obedient to the word. So that it brings that harmony. We must be obedient to the word. If the word tells you that this is the word of God, don't do this. Oh, my brother, my sister, let us obey the word. That will bring that harmony between we and the Holy Spirit. Then we give the Holy Spirit what? That leadership so that he does the work, not we anymore, but Holy Spirit in us doing the work. Yes, sir. He said, then the word is what? The word is quickened by the Spirit and it comes to pass. So even whatever we say, it is not we saying it, because you have given yourself to the word. You have surrendered yourself to the word. You have been obedient to the word. My brother, whatever comes out of you is no more you. It's the Spirit of God that is in you. That is what is doing the work. And he said, it's just like a seed that is planted and being watered. See? You become like a seed that has been planted and been watered. And it comes to full harvest so that it can serve its purpose. Amen. So my brother, my sister, the prophet said here, I know that, I know you think I'm crazy. But let me tell you something, brother. When you realize that the Almighty God lives in you, the immortal life. Oh, of course. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. See? We got to have that hope. That hope. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, every man that has this hope, you purify yourself as he is also what? Pure. We got to... Whom do you want to be like? Hmm? Ah, we got to be like him. Praise the Lord. Amen. All that he came here doing, we got to be like him. Praise the Lord. And even as we have this request here, we got to what? We got to do the same what Christ came doing. We got to do the same tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Lord, we want to be like you. There is no other thing that, Lord, we want to be. We want to be like you, Christ. And listen to here, he's encouraging you here. He said, brother, sister, that deity is in you. That deity is in you. God also is in you. Jesus was what? Deity, man and God. And now the prophet is saying here that deity is also in you. Amen. And it is in me. And so I will say amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Because he said, a little while the world seeth me no more, yet ye shall see me. Amen. See? I will be with you, even in you, to the end of the age. Amen. That is why I was saying that we have seen him in this our age. We have seen him. Here it is now. He said that a little while the world seeth me no more, but ye see me. Because I will be with you, I will be in you. Amen. We have seen him. Praise the Lord. He's appearing. We have seen his appearing. We have seen his appearing. To continue with what? The work of redemption. There are a lot of people who are saying that Christ has already come. The second coming has already passed. Oh, my brother, my sister. They are just confusing what the message. Amen. Amen. Deity is in you. He said, Christ. Is that Christ in the manger? No. Christ in you. We are not worshiping Christ in the manger, but Christ in you. Amen. The Holy Ghost, the hope of life, Then the prophet shouted, hallelujah. The creator, God himself, dwelling in a human being. Amen. So that we could be like him. Oh, yes, sir. Then sometimes, as we read, that it does appear that we don't know what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. And he has appeared in this our day. And so we have seen him, and we have seen how he is.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Then the prophet said here again, he said, dear brother, sister, if you haven't got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, he was preaching in the morning, so he said this morning, but we will say this evening, run into the kingdom of God as quick as you can.
Amen.
Because this is the sealing time. The sealing time is on.
Amen.
God is sealing his children. Sealing them. Amen. He said the enemy is coming like a flood. And he's raising standard against that. See? The enemy is raising standard against what? The sealing of what? The children of God. So it's not easy. He is fighting against that. He said the drama is set. The church is going home just as certain as anything. See? You haven't got a long way to wait, friend. There's no long way to wait. You haven't got all the time to wait. You better come now. You better make it today. That's right. While today is today, make it now.
Amen.
Amen. My brother. Said Brother Maxwell, we have been coming here every now and then for prayer meetings. Praise the Lord. And the word of God has come in with that faith that when we ask, it shall be done. God will what, give it to us. Praise the Lord. But maybe some, you may be thinking, but brother, up to today, my request, God has not, excuse me, to today, God has not answered my request. I know. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We've been coming here all the time, and the word of God will come with that fire that, assuring us that when we ask, we shall receive. And that since then, we have not yet received. So, brother, what are you saying now? Amen. We have not yet received them. The only thing, my brother, we go back to the scripture. We will find the answer there. Amen. What the scripture says, it says, just be followers of them. That through faith and patience, they waited for the promise. Amen. Just continue on in that same way. Because you are what? You claim to be what? A seed of Abraham. Look at your father Abraham. Look at him. He was what? He was 75. And the wife of 65. The wife has passed what? Her menopause. Then God called him during that time. Said, come out from your family. Separate yourself. And I'm going to make you a father of many nations. My brother, look at this. Amen.
Amen.
I'm trying to raise all of us our faith.
Amen.
If we have asked and still we are waiting, it has not yet come. We are looking at our father Abraham. My brother, in the first place, look at his age. And the wife, knowing that the wife has already passed what? Menopause. 65 years. He was 75 when God called him out. And yet, he believed. Praise God.
Amen.
He believed and held on to God's word. That I'm going to be father of many nations. Though my wife has passed what? Menopause. But I believe because God has spoken it. How many of us could have really answered this call? But our father Abraham went out, not knowing where he was going. Could you imagine that? Let's look at him and mount up our faith and believe that even if our request has not yet been fulfilled, it will surely come to pass because our father Abraham's own came to pass. Amen. He came out. And the Bible says he was 99. So 99, that means Sarah was 89. Then God appeared to him in the plains of Mamre again.
Amen.
To confirm the promise. Ah, from 75 years, I'm now 99. Nothing has yet happened. And so, what happened? Sarah was seated there. When she heard it, she laughed. My brother, are you going to laugh tonight? Sarah laughed. That's what God just forget. After all, you promised us we came out. You have never what fulfilled your promise. So just leave us alone. She laughed. Are you going to laugh tonight, my brother? Just be like Abraham.
Amen.
Amen. Be like Abraham. Still, when God said, "I will visit you on the time of what." When the time comes, oh, praise the Lord, Abraham still believed. Washed his feet, prepared what? Meal for him, did everything. Praise God. Still believing. And it was what? In that same year, the following year, the promise came. 100 years. Oh, praise the Lord. When he believed, according to the whole Sarah and himself, now their body and everything changed. God changed their body system because he is the creator. Praise the Lord. So he received the promise through faith and patience. So if you have been coming to prayer meetings every week now and then, and yet you have not received your request, my brother, my sister, look at your father Abraham. As long as he received it, you will receive your own. It will come to pass. It will surely come to pass. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm not going to laugh. No, sir. I believe the word of God. I'm going to stay under his blood. Oh, I'm going to stay right under his blood. Oh, yes, sir. The devil can never shake me because I know. I stand here, gave myself to the Holy Spirit to bring out all this, and yet my requests have not been answered. Praise the Lord. But I move on with faith, believing. Oh, that he's more than able, and he knows when and why. So the whole thing is that I had to do my part and continue by faith and patient looking on, waiting on him. Because the day when he comes, oh, the reward will be very great. Because you never staggered in your word, in your faith. He's the same God, Abraham, the God of Abraham is with us tonight. And he is going to fulfill everyone. Praise the Lord. Every request that is still holding, that has not been answered, he is here to fulfill them in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. He's the same today, yesterday, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. How many believe that?
Amen.
Now let us look at what? The request that we have here tonight. The request comes from Brother Eli. Amen. God bless you. God bless you for caring for or having concern about your neighbor. Let's all listen to the request. He said, "My neighbor, John, is going through a very serious situation with his family. A few months ago, his partner kicked him away and kicked him away, and she stayed with their two children. She has since been developing a strong behavior, which ended up being diagnosed as a mental health problem. The woman kicked the husband away. Let's look at the whole story very well. The woman kicked the husband away. And now she started developing a strange behavior, which ended up being diagnosed as a mental health problem. She's in Beaumont Hospital now, and she's rejecting any kind of help. She don't want to take any treatment, and her condition is worsening day after day. How old are the children?
9 and 4.
So who is looking after them now?
The man.
He came back. Amen. The man is son. The man is son. The man want to commit suicide? Oh no.
Yeah. He's in a desperate condition.
The man is in a desperate condition, and he's becoming a suicidal himself. I spoke to him yesterday, and he accepted that we should pray for him. His partner's name is Irina, and they are from Romania. Oh, this is a strange situation, my brother. Very, very strange situation. It's a very difficult situation, but it's not difficult before the Lord. It is not difficult before the Lord. How many believe that?
Amen.
Let's all take our Bible. Let's turn to Matthew 8. Let's look at a series of things, a series of healings that our Lord did on that evening. Oh, be seated. Be seated. Let's look at the situations, many of them. Let us read through quickly. When he was come down from the mountains, great multitude followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. I want to hear amen. And Jesus saith unto him, See thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of palsy and grievously tormented. My brother, are we not seeing the same thing this night? Oh, praise the Lord. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only.
Amen.
Oh, speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Oh, amen. Oh, tonight we are going to speak the word. Because he's the same Lord. Amen. And as I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say unto this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, Verily, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. Oh, that faith is here tonight. Amen. Amen. We are holding on to that same faith. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, you see, because those power and authority is for, they rejected it. Praise the Lord. But we have received that. Amen. We from the east and the west, we have believed and we have received that power. We've received that authority. The children of those who were it was meant for, they rejected it, but we have received it. Amen. Verse 13. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be done unto thee. Amen. Amen. Oh, let it be done unto her and the husband. You see, it's a total confusion now in the family. But the Lord, he's not the author of confusion. We believe that we have a God that can answer. A God that can what? Heal. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. And he said, and the servant was healed in the self same hour. And when Jesus was come, verse 14, and when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw the wife's mother laid and sick of fever. Oh, it is all healing, 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 healing. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. Oh, hallelujah. And when the evening was come, oh, they brought unto him many that were possessed with the devil. He cast out the spirits with his word. And we have the word tonight. And healed all that were sick. That it might be fulfilled which was written by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bear our sicknesses. Amen. And then verse 18. Now when Jesus saw all that great multitude about him, he gave commandment that to them to depart onto the other side. Oh, praise the Lord. He is here tonight. Look at that very evening, that very moment. Just healing and healing and healing. And Lord, tonight, we have the same request here. It's very pitiful. It's a pitiful situation. Brethren, if you don't know Christ, it's really very pitiful situation. But one thing is that we don't look at what, who a person is. We have what? Bowels of mercy. As our Lord Jesus Christ had. We don't know who he is or who she is. We don't know why it has to be so. But for his name to be glorified. That's all that we are looking forward to. That his name be glorified. Praise the Lord. That the Lord will have mercy upon this family. The man and the woman and the children. Now look at the situation. 9 years and 4 years. Where are they going? Oh, praise the Lord. Tonight, how many believe that we will what? We will stay under the blood. Oh, musicians, come. Oh, I'm going to stay right under his blood. Oh, I'm going to stay right under his blood. I'm going to stay right under his blood. Oh, where the devil do me no harm. Oh, yes, sir.
Stay right under his blood. I'm gonna
stay right under his blood. Where the devil can do me no harm. Oh, I'm gonna stay right under his blood. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. Where the devil can do me no harm. No harm. Where the devil can do me no harm. Where the devil can do me no harm. I'm gonna stay right under his blood.
We want to be like you.
I'm gonna stay right under his blood.
We know that your spirit
where
is here.
The devil can do me.
We have seen
I'm
you.
I'm gonna stay.
And
I'm
we know who you
stay
are.
Right under
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna stay.
And your prophet
right
is sent.
I'm
if
gonna
you know,
stay,
can't stop
us
before
stay
you.
Right
and we are believing the same message.
Where the devil can.
So tonight, Lord, your children, they say, they are going to stay under the blood. Under the blood. Because under the blood, there is power. There is healing. There is blessing. We believe it tonight, Lord. We have a request here. A brother, we don't know him, but you know him. Brother John and the wife, Irina. Lord, you know them. You know their situation. You know, Lord. Tonight, your children with one faith and one accord. We believe in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. That Lord, healing can already take place. And your children tonight, Lord.
I'm gonna stay right under his blood.
They believe of God. We know that in our request, even as we have not yet received them, we still believe by faith, and we patiently, Lord, wait for our answer. We are the children of Abraham. Yes, the Lord Jesus. We want to say the word of God. We are sending the word of healing. To that house, Lord, glorify your name. Glorify your name, Lord. Glorify your name, Lord Jesus. Let us all just pray and say, Lord, we thank you that, Lord, we are tonight, we are under the blood tonight. We have come under the blood tonight. Just thank the Lord. Let's thank him first where we are standing now. We say, Lord, we thank you, O God, that we are under the blood. Because under the blood we know that there is authority, there is power, there is healing. We thank you that tonight, O God, we are nowhere but under the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, O God.
Don't be a son of the Lord, sir. Don't be a son of the Lord. Don't be a son of the Lord.
in the name of Jesus Christ. Brother, give us one song, and we are going to pray the request of the church. So give us one song. Just remain in your prayer position. We are now going to pray. Let's sing this song that is coming. Just to prepare ourselves, we are going to pray for the needs of this church. The needs of this church. There are brethren amongst us that are looking for jobs. Sisters amongst us, they are looking for jobs. There are amongst us brethren who their documents have not yet been regularized. We are putting all before the Lord. There are families, married couples, that are looking for the fruit of the womb. Oh, the needs of this house. Let us bring them before the Lord. Oh, as many that are looking for all the means. Oh, tonight we want to say, Lord, we will continue asking. We will continue seeking. We shall continue knocking, oh Lord. And as you said, we should be followers of them that through faith and patience they waited for the promises. That's what, Lord, we are doing. We will never relent to God in our prayers. We will continue to ask the Lord, because we know that the Lord, oh, you will do it to God. We believe it, Lord. It's all that, Lord, we believe. Oh, let's prepare ourselves to pray for the needs of the church as we sing this song.
Standing, oh, on holy ground. I know that there are angels all around. Let us pray, oh Jesus, now. Oh, we are standing in His presence on holy ground.
The needs of the house here. Pray for your brother. Pray for your sister. Pray for that your sister. Pray for your brother.
Oh Jesus,
the needs of the house. Pray for your pastor. Don't forget. Pray for your pastor. Pray for the officers of this church.
His presence.
Pray for the ministry.
Lord,
the needs of this house. Lord, pray for the children.
Lord, prepare me.
Pray for the children.
Be a sanctuary.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. That's how we are tonight.
You are holy.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. The needs of the house here. The needs of this house. Let's lay them before the Lord. Let's lay them before the Lord. There are brethren looking for the fruit of the womb. Remember. Oh, remember them in prayer. Remember them in prayer. There are other children on the way coming. Oh, there are children on the way coming. the children in the womb. Remember each and every one tonight. Oh, yes. Remember your brother. Remember your sister. Pray for him. Pray for her. Oh, she needs your prayer. He needs your prayer. She needs your prayer. Remember her. Remember her. Remember him. Yes, pray. Pray, my brother. Pray, my sister. Oh, commit everything to the hands of the Lord. Oh, remember, pray for your pastor. Pray for the officers of the church. Pray for the ministry. Oh, remember, remember, remember. Remember your sister. Remember your brother. Oh, remember. Oh, remember your sister is looking for a child. Oh, that the Lord will place a child upon her lap. Oh, come next year. Come a year today. There will be more children crying in this church. We will hear the voices of children in this house. Oh, yes. Remember the children. Remember. Oh, those who are on the way coming, the children in the womb. Remember. Oh, remember your brother who has been looking for a job. Oh, remember your brother who is looking for accommodation. Oh, remember your brother. Oh, whose document is still. Oh, have not yet been. Oh, regularized. Oh, remember your brother. Remember your sister. Oh, the needs of the church. The needs of the church. Oh, Lord.
The church itself, Lord. Not the channel of the Lord.
Oh, remember your brother. Remember his situation. He has no place even to lay his head. He has no house. Oh, remember him. Remember him. Remember him. Remember your sister. Oh, how she has been crying. Oh, Lord.
Lord, we ask thy grace, Lord. Give another
tonight,
son,
I pray, we want Lord, to be like you, O God.
Lord Jesus, Lord. O God, brother David, Lord, his family, Lord. Thou knowest where it be. Father, undertake for him, O God, I pray.
Oh, yes,
Father, you
Lord,
keep
Jesus.
Him, Lord, Savior. Help him, Lord, even in his circumstance, Lord. Father, you direct him, Lord, even in all. Let him do, Lord, Savior.
The needs
Father,
of the house.
Him, Lord, even in this time, Savior. Bless brother
Lord,
James,
Lord, we bring them before
Lord,
you.
Lord, Savior. Give him praise, fervence, Lord. Give him, Lord, Savior.
We come against any form of sickness. Anything that the devil has cast upon anyone. We break those fetters in Jesus' name. We claim healing in this house. Healing in this house. Healing in this house.
Lord, you know, Lord, his circumstance, Lord. Lord, I pray, asking your grace, Lord. Even if it's not his life, Lord. Father, you guide him, Lord, Savior. You keep him, oh God. I pray, Savior, for brother Tony.
Our brethren who are still in school.
Lord, I pray,
the brethren who are still in school.
Dear Lord, Savior.
Oh, that the Lord.
Lord, his situation. I pray, Savior, for Nikki, Lord.
You sustain them. Bring them out.
Lord, you cheer,
those who are still in the college.
Lord, Savior.
Remember them.
Savior. I pray, Savior, for. Lord,
remember those
Christy,
who
Lord.
Are in college.
I pray, Savior. Even in the soul, Savior. Oh, God, Lord, Savior, for the church here. We pray, Lord, Savior, for the saints of Dublin and to tell you. Lord, we see not, Lord, Savior. You know a state, Lord. You know a condition,
in
Lord.
In the name
family,
of Jesus
Lord.
Christ.
Victoria, Victor, Lord, Savior.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Lord. Father, their situation, man, and his family.
Oh, yes,
Lord, we lay all before thee, given at this night, our Lord, Son of God. Bless, Lord, thy children, we pray, given in this hour. Give grace, Lord, and mercy, Lord, even in all hours, Lord, Savior. Father, thou knowest, Lord, the children here. Brother Brian, Lord, his wife, sister,
touch
Lord,
your
we commend them unto thee, Lord,
again.
Our plans
touch
and music, Lord,
we
lay. Oh, before thee, Lord, even in this hour. Father,
touch
you keep us, Lord, Savior,
again.
You direct us, Lord. Even in this night, our Lord, Savior, give unto us, Lord. Even as we desire, grace, Lord. Even in abundance, Lord, mercy, Lord. Even in abundance, Lord Savior, thou art Lord Savior, our everlasting portion. Father, you be glorified tonight, Lord. Father, we praise thee, Lord Savior, from everlasting to everlasting, brother.
Yes, Lord.
Lord Savior, friends, my Lord, his family, Lord.
Yes,
we lay unto thee, Lord, even in the psalm. Father, you keep us, Lord. Lord, you guide us, Lord Savior. Father, you feed us, Lord Savior. Even on that blessed rock, Lord Savior.
Yes,
Lord, and you direct us, Lord. Let me become so conscious, Lord. Even at thy surrounding, Lord. knowing indeed, Lord, that wherever we are, Lord, you are always with us, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, the comforter, Lord, Savior. Bless us, Lord, Savior. Give us thine grace, Lord. I pray, Lord, Savior, for my brother. Let's continue to heal him, Lord, and give him full strength, Lord. Father, Lord, I lay all unto thee, Lord. Sister Tammy, Lord, who was with us not so long ago. Just a mile, we come to Lord. Father, before thee, Lord, in our situation, Lord, is bound. Brother James Blue, Lord, his situation. Father, we lay all unto thee, Lord. Even at the hour, even, Lord, Savior, as we would travel all day, Lord, Savior. Give us, Lord, Savior, wisdom with them, Lord, Savior. Give us, Lord, Savior, fervence, we pray. That, Lord, we'd say the right thing, Lord, Savior. Change hearts, Lord, Savior, God. Lord, we look unto thee now. You be glorified, Lord. You be lifted above all. Bless us, Lord. Provide for us, Lord.
Touch your people. Touch your people, Lord.
The mercy that we need.
Touch your people, Lord. Touch your people once again, Lord. Touch each and every one, Lord.
Precious strength.
Touch each and every one, Lord.
Bless us. Give us grace. Give us favor with you, Lord.
Touch each and every one, Lord.
Give us grace that we be able to
stand. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Touch them. We have touched you tonight, Lord.
And give us, Lord, Savior,
with all our infirmities, with all our requests.
Father, we look unto you, God.
We've touched you. We believe, Lord. We believe every utterance tonight. That he has never come from us. Because, Lord, we have seen you. And we know who you are. And today, O Lord, we can say, O Lord,
Father, people ringing,
we
Lord,
are like
Tara,
you,
ringing,
God.
Lord, Savior, God. Father, I'd ask the same.
We want to be like you, Lord.
Father, to be out there, Lord. Father,
we have seen
Lord,
who you are, Lord.
We ask your grace, Lord.
We want to be
Father,
like you.
Grateful, Lord, and help us with all
we want to be like you, Lord.
Pray for, keep us, Lord, Savior. Direct us, Lord.
We want to be like you.
Bless us, yes, Lord. Keep us, Lord, Savior.
Want to be like Jesus? To be like Jesus.
Stranger on earth I know, oh, to be like him, one faithful Savior, how rich is faith. Jesus, to be like Jesus, on earth I know, to be like him, on earth I journey, from earth to glory. I only am to be like him, Siren and Odin, Obing and Odin, on earth I long to be like him. Grace for giving and heir of heaven, I only am to be like him,
to be like Jesus,
to be like Jesus,
to be like Jesus.
On earth I know,
oh,
to be like him, on through life's journey, from earth to glory, I own.
want to thank the Lord for the word and the music tonight. May God bless you all for coming. Just one announcement that on Friday there won't be a service, but we will have an outreach. We'll be going out in the streets. If you are ashamed of speaking to the people, come and learn from those that are not, and you never know what the Lord could do for you. Still, if you can't go to the streets, come and pray for us while we are out there in the streets. We all have a part to play, so we will be meeting here at 7 o'clock and then time of prayer a little bit, and then we go on the streets. Everybody is welcome to come and support the street ministry. Let's just pray as we close in a word of service. Heavenly Father, we are thankful tonight, Lord.
Amen.
Indeed, Father, it's our desire to be like you, Lord. And above all things, we thank you for the message of the hour that you have sent to us, Lord, to show us, Lord Father, what you want us to be like, to show us, to reveal yourself unto us, Lord. Father, for over the years, man has distorted this and that, Lord, and all the truth had almost been lost, but by your grace, Lord, you have restored everything. And tonight, Lord, Father, we have all that we need to prepare ourselves for that day of redemption, that day that we are all longing for, Lord. And Father, in our hearts, Lord, we just feel a desire, Lord, not to leave anyone behind, but to go out, Lord, and bring your word to the lost, Lord. There are many out there that are seeking for truth, Lord. We pray that you'd order our footsteps to them, O God. Father, for if we go alone without you, we do it in vain. Father, we just pray you be merciful to every brother, every sister that would partake of this ministry. Father, we thank you for Brother Maxwell tonight, Lord. May you bless him, Lord, and renew strength in his body, O God. Father, we want to pray even for Brother Ellie's neighbor, just desiring, Lord, that, Father, your name might receive glory throughout this situation, that the people may know that there is a living God and that you care for them, Lord, and that you still cast out demons the same way you did when you walked into the city of the Gagarins, Lord. Father, we just want to pray tonight for this family. Father, if it was me and my wife in this situation, how the saints would pray and fast, Lord, for me and my family. Father, I just want, Lord, not knowing who this man is, just to bring him before you, Lord, just as if it was my own brother. For indeed, Lord, you are God over all people, and we pray you touch them and restore them, Lord, that your name might receive glory. Father, help them, Lord, and we would come back and give you glory and honor, Lord. We thank you, Father. Lead us now as we go home, remembering our brethren that were not here tonight. Father, we bring them before you and ask that you be with them, Lord. That, Father, oh God, when we would meet next time, we would be together to give you honor and glory. Be with us, Father, as we commit now all things into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen.
Spirit of Elijah turns us back. Come and drink of this room, you will never thirst again. The Spirit and the Bride see now. We don't have to hear. Let him hear. The Spirit search in the church. Ever fear. Come and drink of this flow. You will never thirst again. The Spirit and the come on, the Spirit of Elijah. Spirit on the bright sea come.